So continuing our shiurim mit Hashem on Torah Lishma. Just a quick chazara of some of the fundamental points which we spoke about going back to the last year. Torah Lishma, the inyan of Lishma is madrega. It means finding the iris within Torah. Every letter of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu buried, our Hagan is there. And it's not a kavana that a person can say, oh, I'm learning Torah Lishma, and automatically he's learning Torah Lishma. If a person is masing the Or of Torah, then that's called Lumer Lishma. If he's finding Dvekas, if he's on the Madrega that he has Vekas, and he's in touch with the Iris, then he's on the Madrega of Torah Lishma. And as the Tzaddik says, that every single person should learn with the Kavana to be Zaychet to that Madrega. But every single person is holding in their level of learning where they are. It's not so much a mind consciousness, it's a goal, it's an intention of a person wanting to be able to connect to the Or, the Or HaGanas, which are Nignas in every single ice, in Torah, Tefillah, etc. We need to discuss some more, Mr. Hashem, to clarify the sugya of Torah Lishma. And in order to do that, we're going to have to introduce the opposing view. And this is a very deep sugya, Torah Lishma. It's like an endless sea. The machlekes, if you can even call it that, between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But in order to help us understand the Yesod of Torah Lishma from the Baal Shem Tov, we have to contrast it with the Derech of the Nefesh HaChaim and the Kasha which he has. Although he doesn't mention the word Chassidim at all, or the Baal Shem Tov's name, but we clearly know that he's taking that on. So let's begin in the top right corner, just to refresh ourselves. Rav Menachem Mendel from Mishlan, Shamati Zamipi, Akadosh Chos Yogin Aleinu, Sh'amali B'Shem HaBaal Shem Tov. So the Yeshu Devei Emes said that he had heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Ki Zeh Perish HaMishnah, Haloi Mei Torah Lishma, Zeich L'Dvayim HaRbe. A person who learns Torah Lishma, he Zeich to lots of things. And the Mishnah goes on to list many, many good things that come with learning Torah Lishma. But the Baal Shem Tov learned and understood this as a statement into of itself. He who learns Torah Lishma is Zoyche to Dvarim Harbe. Ratzalemar, Torah Lishma is Nikra Kamashuk Asavti Le'el, Bidvekis Habare Yisvarach Shemai. Learning Torah Lishma means learning Torah with Advekis. And if a person is Zoyche to that, then he's Zoyche. Zoyche is a Lashon of Zichuch. Ratzalemar, Sheyochel Lezachich Afilu Direchol Harbe. Person who learns Torah Lishma and is zeichet to dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even mundane physical things will be elevated because of the dveikus which is achieved through Torah. So if a person, he learns Torah and he's mitaych shaloi Lishma bo Lishma and he comes to the madrig of Lishma, he becomes an Adam who is davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. He was now equipped to be able to go into the physical world, to eat, to sleep, to talk at the shuk, and to do it in a way where it's elevated, because Dveikus has the ability to uplift and to transform everything which comes in contact with Dveikus. But the pathway to be able to come to that Madrega is Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma defines this man that we're speaking about, Davak Bashem, and as being Davak Bashem, he's able to be Ma'ala, he's Zeichet Dvar Marbe, he's able to bring many things which are outside of his circle, within, and being able to do those things with Dveikus, thanks to Torah Lishma, they take on a whole new madriga and a whole new level. Good? Okay, now that we've seen very clearly that the Baal Shem Tov and the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, as we spoke about at length, is Torah Lishma, means in a state of Dveikus, let's see the Nefesh HaChaim. Not everything is listed exactly which parak it is, because there's many prakim within parak Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim, but everything comes from that parak which deals with Torah. So here we have. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Inyan Esek HaTayr Lishma, HaEmes HaBar, if you want to know the truth, Ki Lishma Ein Perushu Dveikis, Kimesh Yisayvim Ata Rev HaOilam. So the Chassidim had conquered the world at that time, and the Shprach on the street was, Tayr Lishma means Dveikis. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Nisht Azoi, Shari Amr Chazal B'Medrash, and he's going to have a few points, Kashas, Rai is against this. Because we find in the Medrash, in Tehillim, Shebikish David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Milafanav Yisbarach, that David requested of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Sheisik B'Tehillim Yichashev Etzlei Yisbarach Kilo Haya Oisik B'Negon V'Oilas. He had requested that his reciting of Tehillim, his Tfilos, should be considered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he learned Torah. Negon V'Oilas. Shnayis. So he says, I don't understand. Why would David HaMelech be asking that the tefillin should be like Liman HaTaira if Dveikis is higher than Liman HaTaira? He's understanding, of course, that Tehillim is an Indian Dveikis. As he's going to see, if you take a look at the next paragraph. Because if you'll tell me that Lishma means Dveikis, and this is what Liman HaTaira is all about, Dveikis. Why would David HaMelech be asking? Right over there. Why would David HaMelech be asking that his Torah, that the Tehillim, excuse me, should be like Torah, if David HaMelech's Tehillim is filled with Dveikis, which I'm sure it is, there's nothing which is more overflowing and gushing with Dveikis like Tehillim, why would he want that his Tehillim should be like Torah? That's his question. A very interesting question.
It came a chilek between Dveikis of Talmud Torah and Dveikus of some other thing, other means for other. Isn't that what David HaMelech really wanted?
That he should want the Dveikus of Torah more than the Dveikus of Tehillim? That
right.
would be the answer?
Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, no?
Talmud Torah is connected Kulam.
And why couldn't he just learn Torah? Why would he have to have Tehillim?
I mean, she's saying, why would he want if he wants that his Tehillim should be like Torah, maybe the reason why he wants it should be like Torah is because Talmud Torah connected Kulam. Well, if that's the case, then every mitzvah he would ask that it should be like Torah,
correct.
Right? So why would he ask Dafka by Tehillim that it should be like Torah? Every mitzvah that he does should be like Torah. Unless you'll say that since this means like he's coming in contact with Osios, whereas other mitzvahs are mitzvahs Maisios, so since it's in the same ballpark, he asks that once I'm sitting by a sefer and I'm saying something, it should be like Torah and not like Tehillim. Could be. Again, it's a very the whole question is an interesting question because he's assuming that David HaMelech is asking that it should be like Torah because of maybe he's not getting maybe his Dveikus and Tehillim is not sufficient enough, meaning that the Gam, and he said. We don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to David on this request. Like we find in Baba Basra. It says, we don't know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu even answered to David HaMelech. David HaMelech made a request. He said, Halavai, that my Tehillim, that they should be like Tyra. And we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to that request, to even know what to make of this. Meaning, if the tachlis of Talmud Torah was to be dveikistic, why are we asked to learn so many mesachtas? Why is there an inyan to know so much Torah? We could probably find more dveikis by chazing over one inyan many times. It will bring us to a greater dveikis than by seeing something new and having to explore new mesachtas and new inyanim. V'lechin matzina l'Rabbi Seinu Zal that they send Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakash shlohiniach mikra mishna alachas v'gadus. It's a shavach. It's praiseworthy of Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakash that he had learned so much Torah. V'haynu kimei alusa li batamid ki adayin lo yasi lichav asisa katur lishma v'mashlam al-anata l'zayis haya shayki kol yamav lo hoisi v'lakach tamid v'yam yam mishal l'sha. He was worried that perhaps he wasn't Yotzi Hizchiv of Torah Lishma, so that's why he learned so much Torah. But if you're telling me that it's an Indian of Dvekis, so then why is he going outward? Why is he trying to amass more Torah knowledge? And if he was so worried, he should have spent his time chazering one Indian, two Inyanim. So these are the questions, the main questions which are posed by the Ba'al Nefesh HaChaim. And we'll see in a moment what his sheet of the Shema is. But let's continue because he has some other points which are very important to address.
There's definitely something different that's happening in Ruchnius when you're davening than when you're learning. When you're learning, yes, it's Dveikus to Hashem, but you're also like expanding knowledge of Hashem. Mashenka, when you're davening, it's more about the relationship, the attachment of talking to the person. And like, Tehillim's almost more like Dveikus focused. It's mamash about being davening to the person. Whereas Torah is more about expanding your knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which also brings you to Dveikus, but it's more about like learning more about Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a different focus, like when a person's sitting and davening to Hashem than when you're learning Torah.
Right.
I'm saying, I don't know what David was looking for when he said that, but there's definitely, you could see there's a different experience in learning than there is in Tehillim.
Right. But his question, though, is that he's taking things very literally. He's saying, if you're telling me that the purpose of Talmud Torah is Dveikus, then I don't understand, you know, what you're saying. I'm trying to be the Nefesh HaChaim. I don't understand what you're saying, that there's an Indian in Torah to learn other things. Meaning, make up your mind. What is Torah about? Is Torah about knowing other things? Or is Torah about Dveikus?
Well, he could say, I want to accomplish the Dveikus in Tehillim, but I also want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow me to expand my knowledge of Him, of knowing Hashem.
Well, then you're saying that, so therefore what? When you learn Torah, see, you have to forfeit the tachlis of Dveikus at times to know more knowledge, because that's also important.
It's also important to expand your knowledge of Hashem.
It may be tafel, but it's something which is important to do at the expense of Dveikus on occasion. So a person would therefore have to balance out times of Torah b'Dveikus and Torah of expanding knowledge. But expansion of knowledge of Torah, you're saying, you may agree with Nefesh HaChaim, would be a forfeit of Dveikus. Maybe.
Why?
Could be.
Why?
We're just presenting that...
Dveikus is to cling, right? To connect to.
Yeah.
When you connect to something that you don't know. So Torah,
the Oren Torah, meaning...
Right, so Torah gives you more of the... you can't assume that you understand every way to be Dabok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah opens you up to more ways to have faith. I don't see the stira.
He's saying, let's just go through it again. It's complicated to delve into right now because he has many more points, and as we go on, we'll understand it better.
Let's
but yeah, what? Should we come back to it? Okay, we'll come back to it. Because he has a lot to say. And the more that we see, the more that we understand. He says, in our door now, everything is upside down. Hagavaya hushbal, that which was up high, is now fallen. There's been such a focus on Yir and Musar that most Lom de Torah are spending their time learning Musar Sfarim and Sifra Yira. Because they say that this is the Tachlis, is that a person should be a Baal Musar, should have Yir Shemaim. Because it fires up the heart. This is what is going to allow us to overcome our Yitzir Hara, that to straighten our ways and our midos. But because of that, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Keser Torah munach b'keren zavis. The Keser Torah has been thrown into a corner. Ube'inai re'isi b'pelach echad. I have saw with my own eyes in a certain town, shekol kach hispashit etzlam zayis, that this has become, they've been so overcome with this mahalech, ad sheberoiv batim midrashim, im b'hem rak sifrei musar l'roiv. I've walked into batim midrashim, and the only sfarim I see on the shelves are sifrei musar and yira. V'afilu shas echad shalom ein b'y. Incomplete sets of shas. Tons of sifrei musar v'yira, many volumes and copies, but not a single set of shas. Mihavin v'haskel libaisam. I'm sorry. V'tachinei mira ois mihavin v'haskel libaisam. He says they don't even understand what they don't know, what they're lacking. Asher lo yizu haderech bachar b'Hashem. That's not what Hashem wanted. What's happened here? Ki lo yiratzeh. This will not be niskabel va'oid ma'at behemshach hazman. If this continues, in a short time, yuchlo lihiyos chash v'shalom lelo karin mayer. That there won't be any manheg, there won't be any poisek. V'toyra matah aleh. And he continues. And again, this is scattered, but we've just grouped it together just to take out the primary points. Hare mevoyar. It has become clear. Hagam sheyira hi mitzvah achas, granted, mitzvah of yira musar, this is extremely important, as the Yerushalmi says. Shekola mitzvahs, einan shavu sadavar echa min atayra. That all the mitzvahs are not worth even one thing from Torah. Even though Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, it's the most important mitzvah, and I would think that Yira falls into the category of other things, which are like nil compared to Torah, not true. The mitzvah of Yira is very great. The reason why is because it's Torah's best friend. It allows us to retain our Torah, to remember our Torah, to safeguard the Torah. And it allows that Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, should not become nimas, despised in the eyes of others. That's why it's important, as he quotes the Mishnah, Yiraso kodem es lachachmasa, that Yira has to precede Torah, has to precede Chachma. So because of the value that Yira has to Chachma, that's why Yira is important. That's why it's a standout many times, even in Devei Chazal. But it wasn't meant that it should be the tachlis, that you should give up Limud HaTorah, and that you should merge Torah with Yira so much that you should only learn Sifrei Yira. The chashivas of Yira is that Yira allows a person to learn Torah and to become an upright person, and it becomes the keli to preserve Torah. I'm just curious if this sounds like Pashup Shat to you, Chevra, or this is like he's saying a chiddush in that. That the purpose of Yira is that it should be a keli and an oitzer. Of course, it's higher than regular mitzvahs. Torah is the upper class. Everything else is kind of the same and secondary to Torah. But Yira, because of its importance to Talmud Torah, is why it has an extra chashivas.
Is it like emunah? With
Amunah
as well. Because if you're learning Torah without Amunah, then where are you? You're not even in the room.
Right. Well, that's foundational to all. Right. So you're saying, right, exactly. Yeah.
To Torah.
Right. Amunah is like what allows a person to be bechlal yadus, Yiddishkeit. In order for the Torah to do what it's supposed to do, so it's important to have the participation of Yira. Now, because it's a good friend to Torah, that's why it's important. Like, let's say, like Yisachar and Zvulun, right? Yisachar is sitting and learning, but he needs a Zvulun. So the reason why Zvulun is so chashev now is because the Yisachar needs him. So because the Torah needs Yira, so that's why Torah like sticks its hand down to the rest of the mitzvahs, pulls out Yira and says, "I need you." And because now Torah needs Yira, so Yira is like a good chaver of Torah, and now Yira has a special chashivas.
It's Yira Sarim.
He doesn't, yeah, Pashas Yiras Ramos, yeah. Now he continues. Now this is very interesting. Ula Zeis. Roi leha adam lehachin atzma kol eis, koidim sheyazcha lelmoid. Now what should be a person's gisha, his approach to Limud HaTorah? What's the avoida before he begins to learn Torah? Lizchashiv ma'at im koina yisbarach shmoy b'taras lebi yiras Hashem. To think about a little bit, he says, with his creator, to prepare himself to have a Taras Alev with Yira Shemayim, Oli Hitar Mevanoisa Mehira Tshuva, and to have thoughts of Tshuva, Kedei Sheyuchal Lehis Kasher Ulehis Dabeg Be'ez Asko Batayrak Daisha, in order to cling and to be Makasher himself at the time that he's learning Torah, B'diburo Uritzone Yisbarach Shemayim, with Hashem's Dibur and his Ratzon. Notice here, by the way, that he mentions Kesher and Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Limud HaTorah. So he's not against it. He says a person has to prepare himself with Yirat Shamayim and Tshuva in order to have Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in learning. So this band, they say, knowing this will help us understand. It's not a stira. It's not a stira because he admits that this is a part of the process of Limud HaTorah. So where are we going? V'gam yikabel al atzmo. He's not done yet. He's makabel on himself before he learns Torah. La'asos ilakayim kakol akosu b'Torah shebichsav u'bi'al peh. That his limud should be amanas la'asos. V'asher yireh v'yavin darko v'an akosu b'Torah shebichsav u'bi'al peh. According to what? He's able to understand from the Torah and its ways. V'chein kishareitze la'ayim b'dvar halacha. And if he delves into sugyas of halacha, should daven to Hashem that he should be zeiche to understand Torah lehalacha and to mechaven amito shel Torah. So this is the pre Limud HaTorah avida. Prepare his heart with Yirat Shamayim, tshuva, so that he can be mekasher himself in davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he should learn Torah almanas lasais, whether it's in Musar, Yirat Shamayim, whether it's in halacha, any hanhaga. That should be a person sit down. He should be mizboinin in these things. Let's continue. And then he goes on. V'chein be'emsa limud. So now there's something which is called emsa halima vayda. What's that? Ha'rishus nesuna leha adam lehafsik zman muat. Again, permission is given in the middle of learning for a person to be mafsik a little bit. Terim yichpel milibo yiras yisbarach shemay. That if he sees that the flame of yira is extinguishing, because he only thought about Yirat Shamayim before he sat down to learn. Right, now it's 8 hours later, and he feels like he's getting so caught up in the learning that the flame of Yira is going out. So he has Rishus to be mevatel from his limud, to make a bittel Torah. Shekibel olav koyle maschalas alimud, lizboinin mechalash oid ma'ap Yirat Hashem, to reinvigorate himself, to be mechadash himself with Yirat Shamayim in the middle of his limud, because how long can he go with the original machshav of Yirat Shamayim? It dissipates over time. As Chazal say, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, which we're going to be at center focus soon. Mashal adam shamar lishlucho haliyu likor shachitim laliyah. The Gemara makes a mashal to a balabas who asks a shliach to bring up a measurement of chitim to the attic, and we'll see this Gemara momentarily. Let's just go straight to it. Look, take a look at the top, Mayer Mako, on top of the page here. Amar Ish Lakish. This is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph that he's referencing, and this becomes the Mayer Mako, which is a very important part of the Sefer of Nefesh HaChaim, where he makes his argument against the Derech of the Chassidim. Amar Ish Lakish. May dechsiv v'haya imunas hitacha chaysin Yeshua is chachmas v'daz. So the Gemara asks on this pasuk in Yeshayah, what is it referring to? And the Gemara makes a drasha that these six lines in this pasuk are referring to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. But then the Gemara has the following qualifying statement: Va'afilu hachi, even if a person learns Shas, nevertheless, I yiras Hashem hi oitzarei in ilai lai. So the continuation and completion of the pasuk is yiras Hashem hi oitzarei. So the Gemara understands that Yiras Hashem Hi Yitzara is going back in all six of the previous statements, which is the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and it's telling us if a person has the Eitzer of Yiras Shamayim, then in the Ilai Lai. Very vague statement. If Yira, in. And if not, not. What does that mean? It means that Yiras Shamayim is a very important part of Limud HaTorah. What does it mean, if you have yira, then in? And if you don't have, then no. That's one thing. And then the Gemara continues. And it brings a mashal to explain the mashal of the oitzer of Yirat Shamayim. Mashal la'adam sha'amar l'shlucho ha'alei likor chitin aliyah. Again, the balabas who asks his shliach to bring him up a measurement, the kur, of wheat to the attic. Halach v'ha alalai. So he goes ahead and does just that. Amar loy. So the master says to the shliach, "Eirafta libahen kav chamtain? Did you mix in here a kav, a measurement of chamtain, which is a preservative?" Did you preserve this? You're bringing it up to the attic. It's going to stay here for a while. Amar Lai, I forgot. So the master says back to the shaliach, Amar Lai, Mutav im Lai Ha'alisa. It would have been better that you left it there and not brought it up. I mean, to bring it without the preservative is worse than having left it in the basement. Because there it could be cool, it could stay, whatever it is. Being in the basement would have been better. In the storage, whatever. Now that you brought it to the aliyah and you brought it without the preservative, it's even worse now than it was before. So the Gemara is using this as a mashal to explain the pasuk which we said before, which again is like a mashal. It says, learning shas is great. If you have oitzer, yiras shamayim, yiras tzara, then in. V'im lo eloi. And you see here from the mashal, that if you have the chita, but it doesn't have the preservative, then it would have been better had you not had it at all. So here we're dealing with Tyra, and we're dealing with Yira. And we're trying to understand the relationship that Tyra has with Yira Shemaim. And the Baal Nefesh HaChaim sees from here a raya to his Yisayid. And we'll see as he's going to explain this further. That Limud HaTyra is to see lots and lots of Tyra. And Yira Shemaim is meant what? To be like a preservative Tyra. Take a look at what he says here. Let's analyze these two mashalim that the Gemara here is giving for Tyre and Yira. The opposite, like he said before, of the mistakes. This will clarify all the mistakes that people are making. I mean, this Gemara is a stira to the practice of having Bata Midrashim filled with Sifra Yira Musa. How? The purpose of the oitzer of the tfua is that you need the oitzer before you have the wheat. Would a person think for a moment that since what preserves the tfua is the oitzer? Remember, there's mashal 1, which is the oitzer, and mashal 2, which is the kav chaintman, which is going to be the preservative. Would it even cross a person's mind that since the Eitzar is the keli which houses the Tfua, Yasa Kozmano Ayruba Bivinyan Eitzar Levad, that he's going to spend all of his time on the Eitzar, on the vessel? V'lo Yachem has put Tfua in my other man, he's never going to put Tfua in it? Kain Eichya Alev Yishon Lamesh Deitachas Adam Yisrael. So too, how can a person come to think Sheyasim Kol Kviyas Limud Bevinyan Oitzer Yerushalayim Levad, that he's going to spend all of his time in the Oitzer called Yerushalayim, Vuhu Oitzer Reik, but it's going to stay empty because he's not dealing with the Tfuah. V'lo also Biyodel Mikol Amolarak Mitzachas Shal Es Hashem Alakach Tira V'gam Ina Leshem Oitzer Kla. If he's only investing himself in the Keli. So the only mitzvah which he has at the end of the day will be just Yira Shemaim at best. But you can't even call it an oitzer because nothing was ever put into it. So if you're learning Sefer Yira, Sefer Musa, and you don't learn Torah, so that means you don't have an oitzer. Because it's only called an oitzer if you have something to put into it. So you're making the oitzer, you're working so much on the vessel, that's Hashem Lekechatira. You're not touching Talmud Torah, you're only touching what he calls Limud HaYira, which that's not classified even in Torah in his book. But at the end of the day, it's not an oitzer. Because it can only be an oitzer if something is put into it, but he's putting nothing in. That's his argument from mashal number one. But first he has to address Akasha from a chazal elsewhere, Gemara and Brachas. V'leikivnu chazal b'marmram hanal, ein lo l'hakadosh baruch hu, ela oitzer shi'ir shemayim milvad. Chazal make a statement which sounds like that the oitzer of Yir Shemayim is the gres tezach. Because Hashem boasts about the Oitzah Shal Yira, the only thing I have in my world is the Oitzah of Yir Shemayim. What are you going to do with that? Sounds like it's the Iker. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, you have to understand Pshat Gemar. Ela al Oitzah HaYira Shebeseicha Munachem Hamon Tfuos Mikra Mishta Halachos Shari Inyan Etar. Hashem only boasts about the Oitzah of Yir Shemayim if it's an Oitzah. Meaning if there's Torah in it, then Hashem looks at this Oitzah with Tfuah, with Torah, and he says, ah, the Oitzah of Yir Shemayim is so gewaldic because there's so much Torah in it. Because now it serves a good purpose. And it makes sure that the Torah inside of it stays protected. That he won't forget his Torah. It'll be sweet in his mouth. And it'll be chiseled into his heart. So we have two Gemaras, both in brachas. One says, "Ein lo lekadosh baruch hu be'olam ela oitz shiur shemayim bilvad," and another one which says, "Ein lo lekadosh baruch hu ela arba amos shel halacha bilvad." So if you're going to tell me that the ikar is yira, that's what sochavat hakadosh baruch hu, and has nothing to do with the Torah inside. So what do you do with the Gemara which says, "Ein lo lekadosh baruch hu ela arba amos shel halacha bilvad"? If he has only arba amos shel halacha and he has only arba amos of the oitz of yir shemayim, so how do you make shalom between these two? Says Nevshon, I have a gevaldik pshat. Because we're really talking about one thing. There's an Oitzer Yerushalayim which has halach in it. And Hashem says about the Oitzer, only thing which I have is this. And he says about the Torah in it, the only thing which I have is this. But it's really Ein Zach, it's one thing. That's how we make shalom between the two Gemaras. But if you don't put the Torah in, then it's not an Oitzer at all. And it's only there to preserve Torah. So the Iker is the Torah, and the Yira is only Chashi because it preserves the Torah. So now he continues. V'chein be'inyan ha-heter l'hafsik be'em salimah. We're going to go back a minute when we see the Baal Shem Tov's, you know, how he explains these Gemaras and these proofs. All of these words are going to have a whole new meaning, and I'm just highlighting them as they go along because it's fascinating the Lashonis and how it's being said, where we're able to compare and contrast the two, but we haven't got there yet. But just notice these Lashonis, but we'll come back to them again. V'chein be'inyan ha-heter l'hafsik be'em salimah. Regarding the heter of being mafsik in the limud, like we had spoken before, the hisboin in oid ma'ap yiras Hashem, that if a person feels that his yiras Hashemayim is draining, so he's able to take a moment to b'chazik himself in his yiras Hashemayim. We said the Chazal compared that to what? L'heter erev hakav chemtu b'kor hatvut. The second mashal in the Gemara, the preservative of chemtin, to preserve the tzvuah, to preserve the wheat. Mina nami, from this too, we have proof to our shita. How so? Chikamayishim arev b'chor tzvuah yoyis mikav chemtin, because it's obvious that if a person puts too much preservative in the tzvuah, asha'inenu tzarech l'kim ha-tzvuah, which is not necessary for the tzvuah, there's too much preservatives in there, harehu gezel v'ayna, He would be stealing from the master. Kain ve'inyan ha'yira. Isn't that interesting? Kain ve'inyan ha'yira. Im yarech boha adam zman yoyisir mechte midasa ha'nitzach l'kim v'shimah reiv tu'as atar. If a person spends more time than necessary involved in Yerushalayim, harehu goyizel oisei hazman ha'oidev, he's robbing time which he could be using for limud ha'Torah. Me'ha'Torah shai tzarech lilma ba'oisei's. There's going to be a tain on him. Why did you spend extra time in Yiras Shamayim when you could have used that time for Tyra? And look at this line. Ki lo hursha la'asek bizboininus u'knias ha'yira. A person does not have permission. There's no heter to involve himself in matters of Yiras Shamayim. Ela kefiyah she'yishko b'stichla l'vitiv ha'binonoi. Each person according to his own characteristics, his midos. Shezeh ha'eis hu tzorech v'chrechi l'las b'kniyas ha'yir ha'masur l'tzorech ha'shimer v'akim shal tvuas ha'tayr. Only what's necessary, each person, what he feels, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 seconds, 2 hours, whatever it is, that a person feels that he needs to work himself up into a hislahav ha'sevira, so that the tayr will have the proper effect, then he'll remember his tayr, it'll be sweet to him, v'chule. But it's only mutter because it's being mishamesh the Torah. And if it's used more, then you're held accountable for it. Just like the shliach is going to be held accountable for wasting the chaimtin of the master because you put too much preservatives in it. That's how he understands the Gemara. That the tfu is the ikar, which makes sense. Sounds like the tfu is the ikar because he wants the tfu. He only needs the preservatives because he doesn't want the tfu to rot. So you see, the yira complements the Torah. You have to put in the right measure. So he sees from the mashal, a riot to what he's saying, is that you have to be careful in the zman, which is allotted for your shemayim, because it's only mutter for that purpose. And then he concludes, ube'emes, truth be told, ki ya'adam ha'kavua be'isak ha'tara lishma, if a person commits to learning tara lishma, k'may shepi rashnim b'per gimel inyan lishma, like we explain what lishma is, and we haven't seen that yet, but we will, mitzvah shem, Einenu tzarech l'roiv amo v'giyav ha'erech zman ha'ezek b'sifra yira. At sheyik b'vodi v'yira sa yisparach. Ba'oyseh adam asher einenu kavo b'esek ha'tayr. Truth be told, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that if a person learns Torah Lishma, he'll see. Experience shows that he will need less time than regular people to be mechazik himself in Yerushima. Because Torah has a way of being machshir the Adam, like the Mishnah says in Avos, of being machshir the mensch, that he should come to Yerushima from the sheer Kiddushas HaTayr. So what is Torah Lishma? Let's finish up the Shita of the Nefesh HaChaim. So he says on the top left, Avala emes ki inyan lishma perish l'shem hatayr. L'shem hatayr. Lishma means for her purpose. What's her? Tayr. Lishma means for her. For the tayr itself, learning tayr for the sake of tayr. Not for dveikus, but for the purpose of tayr, he says. Ve'inyan k'moshe perish harash.
What does that mean? The purpose of tayr, what does that mean?
Okay, so to see. V'ainyan k'moshe perish harash zal amayim rabba laza b'rab tzadok. Asei dvarim l'shem pa'alan. Like the Rush says on this Gemara, Asei dvarim l'shem pa'alan. L'shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol HaKol L'maneu. It is what's called l'shem shemayim, which means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everything in this world is created for him. V'dabir bahen l'shman. Meaning there's what's called l'shma, l'shem shemayim, which is true about all mitzvahs. And that's what the Gemara means, Asei dvarim l'shem pa'alan. And that's certainly true of Torah too, but there's a Lishma by all mitzvahs as well. But what's the specific kavana of the Shema by Torah? Hence, there's mitzvahs v'Torah Lishma. So that's this next line for the Gemara Nedarim. V'daber bahen Lishman, for their sake. For the sake of the Torah itself. What does that mean? Kol diburchu masa'acha b'divrei Torah yelashem ha'Torah. That it should be for the sake of Torah. What does it mean, sake of Torah? Menachem is wondering. Could go in leida ulahavin, ulahaisif lekach upilpul. That a person should go delve into Torah, meaning lamala lamata, lemizrach lemayrav, expand all directions. Veloy lekanter this goes, but of course chas v'shalom not for the purpose of kanter this goes. That a person should build up his own gaiva for his own purposes. But for Torah itself, meaning not for himself, but for the Torah, for the glory of Torah, for the beauty of Torah, that a person should learn Torah for Torah's sake. Torah is a mitzias. Torah is a neshama. Torah is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem wants lahagdil Torah, ulahadira. So when a person learns Torah, ba'emek, ba'hasmada, there is a kiyam habriya and a ratzon and a nachas ruach that the Ibishter has. For a person who's engaged in Torah and sitting and learning Torah in order to understand it and to cover all the sugyas and to learn as much as Daf Yomi can. That's the kavanah of Torah. And that's a special type of a kavanah which you don't find with the other mitzvahs. And that's why Torah is on a higher pedestal than all the other mitzvahs. It has a special kavanah called Torah Lishma. That's the shita of the Nefesh HaChaim. And again, he concedes that there is very much a unique dveikus which takes place in Talmud Torah, which you don't find in other mitzvahs. Like we had seen before, and we're going to see again now. That time, again, this is cut out, it's not a continuation of what we had just said. At the time of Matan Torah, there was a dveikus that the Yidden had with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem spoke to us, and that dibur, mipiv shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, is very unique, precious. Kein gam atan, that exists today. Bechol eis mamish, sha'odam oisik v'haigaba. Mamish, when a yid learns Torah, and he contemplates Torah, hu davak al yada b'di buris baruch mamish. There is a reenactment of Matan Torah, like we spoke about before, in the previous year by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, there's kinesinasa misinai, how there was a re-experience of Torah by the Baal Shem Tov, and that's how he learned Torah. And so the Gaon says that even if you sit and there's no fireworks, etc., you don't have the kolos and the berakim, but the dibur is there. And that's really what Matan Torah was about, the dibur of the Eibishter. It's present in every time that we sit and learn Torah. Machmas she'akol me'emer pivis baruch l'mayi should be Sinai. Va'afila ma'ashat talmid katan shomer amen. He brings raya's from the Gemara that even today when we learn Torah, there's a continuation, a hemshech of that ma'amid of matan Torah. Gam ata be'ish adam oisik ba b'chol teva. Every word of Torah that we learn today, oisat teva ma'amish nichseves oz lavas esh mepivis baruch shemaruch k'mosh kosavla. It's considered to be a word which is on fire. If a person understands properly what he's doing when he learns Torah, every word, every letter is a fiery word which comes out of the mouth of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal say, that there's a simcha in the Medrash Torah that a Yid knows, that when he learns Torah, it's reenactment of Matan Torah. So there is the Dveikus. Is the Dveikus. It's present, and there is a reenactment of Matan Torah. We have to then, therefore, see like where do they differ? They're clearly in heading in two different directions, but we're finding themes that we had seen previously, also in the words of Nevi Shachaim. He didn't disregard the dveikus. He seems to be seeing that there is a unique dveikus, because we don't say that when you do a mitzvah, it's a reenactment of the very first time Avram did the mitzvah. But every word of Torah is mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has that milah. There's a kesher between the dibur and the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is taking place b'shas liman HaTorah. But how is that different than the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh? We'll have to see. U'b'shas ha'ezik ra'im b'Torah. Again, this is placed here, but not a continuation. At the time of Isaac HaTayin HaTorah, Vadei She'ein Tzarech Oz Le'inyan HaDveikus Kla. Look what he does here. He says, there is Dveikus. We don't know exactly what he calls Dveikus. All we know is that Dveikus by him is, saying Tehillim is called Dveikus. But he says that a Yid is not expected to have Dveikus at the time that he learns Torah. She'ha'esik ve'iyon levad hu davik b'tzanev libor yisbrach. Like I say, because when a Yid learns Torah, whatever Dveikus, which would be expected of him normally, is not going to be present here at the time of Limud HaTorah, and it's not necessary. Because when he's learning Torah, he's Dovek to the Dibur of Hashem, to the Ratzon of Hashem, and that's a Dveikus. V'hu yisparach ratzon evi Dibur achad, because Hashem, his Dibur and his Ratzon is one. And lastly, that when we learn Torah properly, that's the Iker Chiyus and the Kim of the Welt, of the world. As he says, Ki like we spoke about before in the previous year, that by Limud HaTorah, there's this inyan of Yisrael, V'yarayis of Kutcherichu, Shekol Echem Yisrael, every Yid, his neshama, comes from a letter in Torah. And if this comes all together at one, at the time of Limud HaTorah. So he's using the Lashonos, which we spoke about, but is it the same? That's something which we're going to need to explore in Mitzvah Hashem next year, but we'll have to just at least introduce a few thoughts on the Baal Shem Tov before we conclude. But just to raise the point, without getting into the sugya, yes, we saw that there was an inyan of Yisrael, of Yorais, of Kudjabichu, Chadhu, in Limud HaTorah, and a person becomes a Merkava LaTorah, and he's Davuk to the Or of Torah. But what's the Svara of the Nevesh HaChaim, of Yisrael, of Yorais, of Kudjabichu, Chadhu? He says it right here. How so? Because he says every single Jew is connected to his own letter in Torah. Did we ever see anything like that from the Baal Shem Tov? We haven't even heard that till now. But that's his proof. His raya is that every Jew is makusha to an ois in Torah. That means that he's dovek in Torah. So Mamela, when he learns Torah, so this dveikus of Yisrael, the Reis Kutcherichu, the fact that a Yid is makusha to an ois achas in Torah, is pushed, that button is pushed, and that's Nizgala. We did not see that svara. And if you remember, when we spoke about the kesher and the dveikus, that a Yid has v'shas limud HaTorah, yes, there's this reenactment of Matan Torah, but we're seeing the lashon here of the Nevesh HaChaim is that the reason why that is there is a dveikus which takes place in limud HaTorah. So you don't need the other dveikus which is expected of a Jew, because there is a unique dveikus which takes place at Talmud Torah, because Torah means kasher to ratzon and dibur v'kadosh baruch hu. Did we ever mention those words before? Very different shvach. So we may not remember exactly what we said before, but this is a very different than what we've seen until now. It's obviously true, but does that touch up Torah to say that it's Ratzon and Dibur and that's where the Dveikus is coming from? It's absolutely true. but to try to understand the Nafka Mina. Now, in conclusion of this shiur,
if it's true, does it make it exclusive?
No, because it doesn't make it exclusive, but it may mean that if this is your standard, you're saying to me, Nefesh HaChaim, that this is the highest expectation. But maybe there is something which is even higher. In which case, it's not exclusive, but I may be able to bring out a point which makes this inclusive of something even higher. Okay. That's where we're heading. Now,
because he downgraded Ira before.
Sorry?
He said Ira was just a preservative.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
So I'm trying to get. So now this is a higher level than what he was talking about before.
What's this and before?
He said what Yira was the preservative.
Right. Yeah.
And now Limitora is.
Is the Tfuah. That's, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that exclusive then to everything else, or we're just going to higher levels?
Well, the Baal Shem Tov is going to explain this Gemara differently. Mm-hmm. And so we're not going to be able to explain the entire sugya based on his explanation in a moment of that Gemara, but I'm just throwing points out there which are not going to be resolved right away. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get back to them. Take a look at the left Mara Makom here, right below this. Shamati min Adoni Avi Zakeni. This is a shtickle from the Degel Machane Ephraim. It's according to the Baal Shem Tov. And look what he does. I heard from my grandfather on the Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, V'haya emunas itecha, V'afidu hachi yiras Hashem hi yaitzaro, Iik yiras Shemayim in, Iloi loi, and the Gemara brings the mashal of the Korachitin, and Rav Tukhem Ditin, and Lav, and Mutu Shalisa. The whole Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, so now here we have it. We're about to see how the Baal Shem Tov teaches the Gemara in Shabbos from which the Nefesh HaChaim built his Yesodus on. He made his other points in the Sefer, but this is the thrust of his argument. Now, what does the Baal Shem Tov do with this? Look what he says. V'diktek huzal b'zeh. So my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, was medaktik in this Gemara, and he asked the following question. He says, I don't understand. Halo ein ha-mashal doymi l'nimshal. The mashal, which is the kav chomtin, the preservative, and the nimshal, which is tayir and yira, I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand how the mashal matches the nimshal. Why not? Ki ha mashal hu shachemtim him taf v'achitim him ikar. Because in the mashal, what you're telling me, the mashal, the chemtim is tafel, but the chitim is the ikar. Meaning, of course, everybody knows that the preservative is tafel to the tfuah. But the hanimshal, but in the nimshal, hu shehayira hi ikar v'hatara tafel yira. Understand, the whole Gemara was about, if you learn Shas, great. But that's only Yiras Hashem Hi Yoyed Sara. In V'loy Loy. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what I take from that Gemara is that your Torah is worthless if there's no Yiras Shemayim. Not that if you have Yiras Shemayim, then it's Makai in the Torah. Says the Baal Shem Tov, I understand these vague words. In V'loy Loy is saying that if there's Yiras Shemayim, then great. And if not, the whole thing is worthless. That means that the year is Iker, and the Torah is Tafel. So I don't understand. So the Nefesh HaChaim didn't have this kasha because everything worked out. According to Nefesh HaChaim, the Gemara is just saying that the Torah is Iker. And if you have the Yiras Shemayim, great. And if you don't, okay. But you still have Torah. And that's the mashal. I mean, the Kav Chaimtin is a preservative. It's Tafel to the Chita. Because the Chita, the Tfuah is the Iker. Torah is the Iker. Hashem has the kasha because it's the Mitzvah. I understand the Gemara is saying that Yiras Shemayim is Iker, because he loy loy. If that's the case, then how could you tell me that Yiras Shemayim is just a Kav Chaimtin? Nobody would buy Kav Chaimtin without Tfuah. So what Baal Shem Tov does, V'harbi l'hashev v'tzchayis t'shayne. He had a lot to say, basically. U'pumei m'malo rafim v'seydes ha'nistarim p'nimim. He explained this Gemara with such depth and such side that you'll see what he does here. I can hardly explain it. V'teichin advarim, and this is basically what he said. Ki kesha kodesh baruch hu bara oylamai lo haya ha'olim yacholi es kaim ki kol chazal ashar shal ha'ayin baruch hu. When Hashem created the world and he created this chalal, the world was quickly going back to the state of Ein Sof. I mean, the Or Ein Sof was everywhere. He said, the Baal Shem Tov had to get into like the kishkas of the Eitz Chaim or the Arizal to explain this Gemara. Right? There was the Orient Silf everywhere. Hashem made a challah. And then the Orient Silf was trying to come back into that space. Ad Shebar Yisrael ben Iskamel. And then Hashem said, I have to create Klal Yisrael. And as soon as there was Klal Yisrael, so the Orient Silf stopped. It's kept in its own space. And Yisrael was allowed to exist. Bereishis v'shel Yisrael. V'Hashem Yisrael Meira Alzeh. Even the word Yisrael is meramez on this inyan. The resh of Yisrael is chachma. The lamed of Yisrael is bina. The aleph is das. And the remaining letters, yuchin, of Yisrael, are these osios hanisharim, is the yeshos, yesh. Shel kiyam ha'edom, which allows the world to be niskayim. V'nasa yesh ma'ayin. The world wants to go back to being ayin, but Yisrael, the yesh of Yisrael, allows the world to remain a yesh. Right? You didn't see that coming. V'zehu shem Yisrael. This is the preservative of the world, Rabbi Sai. This is the preservative. Yisrael is the preservative of the world. Yisrael is what preserves the Bria. Because if there would be no Yisrael, the world would go back to nothingness. Back to just kulu everywhere, orient of. Everything in this world which is called Yesh is rooted in the Yeshus of Klai. So Yesh, Ra'el. Yisrael. That's only true if the yeshus which we have is only what's necessary for kiyum ha'olam, meaning that we don't have any extra yeshus, like extra kav chaimtin. Lafuki in yesh bo yosech chas v'shalom. And if there's more, then it spoils it. Ad kan teichid dvarim hanayroim. These are basically what the Baal Shem Tov said, and look at how he concludes the Dagmach and Ephraim. Well, the Havin Zeh, to explain this properly, Ein HaPeh Yochel Ladaber, V'chol HaDvarim Yigam. There are no words to properly explain what was just said. Mipnei Oymek HaMusev V'Koyse HaMasik, because of the depth of the topic, and he concludes, Ki Lefi Ani Yazdaiti, Kol HaTchayru Roim Is B'Zeh. The entire Torah is alluded to in this explanation of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So basically, in a nutshell, he's saying we can't understand. But the Baal Shem Tov had a kasha, and he asked, well, I don't understand, the mashal that damit to the nimshal. But in the end, he works it out. And he says, no, the kav chaymtin is the ikr, the year is the ikr, this year is called yesh, it's the yesh of Israel, and this is what preserves the bria. But that's the ikr. And even Torah is tuffled to that, because if there would be no Yisrael, if there would be no yeshes of Israel, then there could be no Torah either.
There's two sides to the coin. Because you also need the Torah. Of course, it's a preservative, but if you don't need a preservative, you don't have the Torah too. So it's just perspective.
Okay, maybe he is not putting down the Torah. He's just saying that as chashav as Torah is, I see from this Gemara that in iloy loy that the year is ikar, and there's this chibur of Torah and yira, which is certainly important. The Nevi Shachem had his way of understanding it, that the Torah is ikar and the year is tafel. The Baal Shem Tov is coming out with a teretz. He's not reverting back on his kasha. I don't understand. How do I match the mashal and the nimshal? Because the nimshal is telling me yira zikr, and he has a way to explain it without getting into the explanation. Because if the Degel Machon Ephraim says called Rambi Gay, I'm not going to try to explain it. So, but at the end of the day, yira is ikr, and as chashav as Torah is complementing the yira.
But it sounds like when HaKadosh Baruch was creating the world, it was going back to nothing until Hashem put Klal Yisrael into the world to make a kiyum out of it.
Yeah.
But you needed the kiyum in order to get it to so it wouldn't revert back to nothing.
Right, and that's super important.
But the ikar is that Hashem created this situation, and it was reverting. So then, a secondary, he put Klal Yisrael into the world to stop to make a kiyum. But before that, there was something going on.
What was going on is that the Orient Sof has the teva to expand and to be everywhere. So the gvul for that was Yisrael, and that's the yesh. That yesh is called the yira. It sounds like what he's saying is that the other letters, what he says of Reish Aleph Lamed, which corresponds to Chachma Bina Das, that's probably Torah. So there's Yud Shin, which is the Yira, and there's the Reish Aleph Lamed, which is the Torah. There's this Torah and Yira combination, but what the Yesh is the Yira. That's what preserves the Velt. Whatever Reish Aleph Lamed else does, that's for another time. That's part of the Yisrael V'Resekut Shabichu way. But we see here, without getting further into the Sugya, is that the Baal Shem Tov dealt with the sugya, and although he wasn't addressing the Nefesh HaChaim obviously, but he has this taich on the Gemara where he's not learning like the Nefesh HaChaim. He had to come onto a deep site to explain it, to explain the pshat. So even though you could read the pashat But if you really want to understand it, it's a big side which preserves the fact that the year is Zikr and the Torah is secondary. Without reading the next paragraph inside, because I just want to at least conclude this thought so we can go right to the next year. And the paragraph next to it, he brings a mashal, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef from the Baal Shem Tov, where he explains that although all the chachmas are present in Torah, it's only if a person is searching for the Oitzah Shel Yerushalayim will he find it. Remember, the Nefesh HaChaim asked the question about Oitzah Shel Yerushalayim. If there's nothing in the Oitzah, then it's not an Oitzah. And it's only chashav because you're putting the tefillah in it. The Baal Shem Tov learns that Oitzah Shel Yerushalayim doesn't mean the keli, it means the treasure. Meaning there's the treasure chest and there's the treasure. So you would think that the word Oitzah means treasure chest. That's how the Nefesh HaChaim understands it. Oitzah doesn't mean treasure chest. It means the treasure of Yerushalayim. The treasure of Yerushalayim can mean Torah too. It just means that if it's a Torah which is fused with Yerushalayim, then it's a treasure itself, not just a treasure chest. So he has a way of dealing with that as well in order to understand the Gemara. So we don't have time, it's 9:45, to get into that sugya. But anyways, we find in the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov that he does address those according to his Mahalach. What is the Mahalach? We know that it has to do with Vekas, but we haven't seen the completion of the Yad Mitzvah. We'll be able to take that right there in the next year. Shkayach.